Hey everyone, before we get started on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, I wanted to share with you guys this amazing opportunity where you can generate hundreds of dollars a day from the comfort of your home by only working 1 to 2 hours a day. This business model is beginner friendly, requires no inventory, and better yet, you don't have to deal with customer service. If you are ready to make an impactful change in your financial future to escape the headache of working for someone else, then look no further. My name is Byron Pringle, and I'm a business coach. My goal is to show you the path to financial freedom. Head over to coachwithbyron.com to get started with the training and the education you need today. Plus, for a limited time only, when you sign up for a training program, I'll send you my free beginner's coaches guide. This ebook is valued at $17, and it's yours absolutely free. Again, head over to coachwithbyron.com to get started today. What is going on, my wonderful and most talented listenership? Welcome to session 43 of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your podcast host and business coach. I'm here to help you create the lifestyle that you've always dreamed of by identifying your goals, crushing your limited beliefs, but most importantly, creating a future filled with possibilities. And before we dive in today's episode, I do want to remind you guys to smash that subscribe button so that you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. And if you're streaming this on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, please drop us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. So if you can do that, I'd greatly appreciate it. And by popular demand, she is back, my lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hi, I am so excited to be back. I have really missed doing this.
It has been a crazy transition, and we're just finishing up, too, with you moving up here to Iowa.
Yes, guys, I am almost, like, completely officially an Iowan. I actually bought a car in Iowa, so I'm going to have, like, an Iowa license plate, you know, at some point whenever they send it to me.
Yeah, it's official, everyone. So, yeah.
Exciting!
We're very excited to have you here on every episode moving forward.
I hope so.
So we're very excited for that. And today we are going to actually talk about productivity.
One of my favorite things in the world.
Yes. I honestly think like the last couple of weeks, like kind of brainstorming a few days ago, like what we could talk about on this week's episode. And I was like, you know, how productive we've been the last few weeks, getting you moved up here and boxing things and moving. And it's just been crazy a couple of weeks. But I'm going to be honest with you, because we've been so invested in our overall productivity, I think it's really made things a lot easier for us.
I think so too. And I think just having the common goal of getting me up here with all of my crap.
Yeah. And there's a lot of crap, you guys. So, I think honestly, like when we look at how we can be more productive, it helps lessen the stress and the overall anxiety behind achieving our goals. Today, we want to cover some of the do's and the do nots on how to increase and maximize your overall productivity. So we got 4 key items here on the do's and then 3 key items on the don'ts. If you guys have any other ideas or any other suggestions on items that we can add on either side of the list on the do's or the don'ts, please write into the show. Again, my email is coachwithbyron@gmail.com, or you can find me over on Instagram at Coach with Byron. You can send me a direct message there. Let's go ahead and dive into this, right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So the first item on the list, and it's something that I've been preaching for many, many months here as a business coach, is to plan the night before.
Yes.
I think a lot of us, when we get up in the morning, we're automatically switched to a reactive mindset.
Or just trying to be conscious.
Yes.
Which is how I spend mostly the first hour.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and a lot of people too, they try to plan their day out the morning of. And I know we're guilty of that. We've done that a few times.
Yeah, we have.
And I think rather that's a great idea, you know, but a better idea is to get your night planned out ahead of the time. So go ahead and get your day planned for the night before. I don't know, for those who have been following our podcast, I do have a acronym called STEP. And this is an acronym that I've used to greatly enhance my morning routine and really help maximize my productivity and grow my business. And we're going to start with the S in STEP, and that is set up your morning for success.
And I think something to think about is, you know, it's completely fine if you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I completely forgot, I've got to do this. Add that to your list. That's okay. But for me personally, if I wait until the morning of to plan, I'm not completely like vertical and verbal yet, so I'm going to forget things. Whereas the night before, you know, something, if I can go ahead and plan what I need to accomplish the next day, I'm a lot more clear-headed. And also, I'm going to be honest, it helps me sleep better.
Mm.
If I already have my list ready for the next day,
mm-hmm.
It helps me sleep better. Like, I can like let that information go out of my brain so I can totally rest.
I love that. So yeah, setting your day up for success by planning the night before. Now, they say that you're most productive about 3 hours out of the day. In the morning, this is where your golden opportunity lies, on where you can tackle your biggest objective. Because let's be honest, we've all been in the mid-afternoon slumps.
Every day of my life.
Yeah, and it's so hard to be productive towards the end of the day. I mean, who all that is listening to this podcast can agree, like, are you more productive? Let's just say more productive the first part of your day, or are you more productive in the afternoon? Now, some people might be, you know, a bit more productive, but the majority of us, we can all agree that 2, 3, 4 o'clock hours
rolling
around and you just want your day to be done with. And we've all made that mistake. And I've got my hand up. Okay. We've all made the mistake on procrastinating and putting off the biggest objective towards the end. Planning your day out the night before, planning your biggest objective, will help set you up for success. Which leads us into our second key item, is figuring out what that big task is.
Eat the frog.
That's what Mark Twain said. And Mark Twain also said that if there's two frogs, you eat the biggest one of the two.
You know, I've actually seen people argue that he didn't say that.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to research that, because I always have understood that he said it, but feel like, no, Mark Twain didn't say it. So I'm gonna research, guys. I know that you're going to stay up all night wondering if Mark Twain said that, and so I'm going to get back to you. I got your back.
Let the teacher do the research. So, and then she will report.
Yes.
So, but yeah, the big thing is, like, we want to focus on taking care of the biggest task the first thing when you get up. Because when you take care of that biggest objective, like, for example, the other day we were talking about recording this podcast. We made the mistake on putting it off later and later in the day with good intentions.
Yes.
And then things come up.
They always do.
And you know, the beautiful thing about tackling your biggest objective in the morning is it's you. You take care of the biggest objective before anyone else is up that can disturb your day and, you know, throw you off track.
You don't have to dread either. Like, you got the worst thing out of the way. You don't have to dread it.
Yeah. So, for example, if you're a fellow podcaster and, you know, you just have a little bit of like, you know, I need to get behind the mic. I need to do this. But if you eat that frog, if you record that episode first thing in the morning, it is done, my friends. It is done. You've got the biggest objective out of the way and you can move on and focus on your little rocks that kind of, you know, sets your day up for productivity and such.
That kind of leads me to something. Can we skip ahead to number 4 and talk about that real quick?
Okay, so teacher's jumping.
Sorry, guys. This is called flexibility and responsiveness in the classroom. So we're talking about, he and I have been having a lot of trouble, like, setting aside time to record. The 4th thing, which we're going to say is number 3, that you can do to increase productivity is have external accountability. Having someone check in with you throughout the day. Hey, did you do this? Did you do your lesson plans, Miss Stevens?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to ask, listeners, I need you guys to start sending us messages.
Mm.
No later than like Monday, asking if we have recorded yet. Like, I'm asking for external accountability.
Wow.
I'm asking for it.
And stones have been thrown, my friends. So, yeah, and I think honestly, like, having accountability from a spouse or a friend or a coworker, or just someone that you really know, a best friend, like, it doesn't really matter their title and what they are to you per se, but it's easy to come up with excuses for yourself to not yes. to do something, especially like, you know, I need to record this podcast episode, or say, for example, if you got a sales pitch you have to write down and figure out and do research on, but that's okay, you can put it off. You know, having someone there to say, hey, have you recorded that podcast episode? Have you written that speech? Have you done your homework? You know, whatever it might be, just having someone there to hold you accountable. Now, the one thing I do want to recommend too, and like I said, I'm kind of backtracking here on it could be anybody, but I would highly recommend someone that, you know, like a friend, for example, not like a spouse or a mom or a parent, because you don't want someone that'd be like, oh, that's all right, sweetie. You don't need to record that episode. You got a lot of things going on. It's more like, why the hell did you not record that episode?
Here's a secret, guys.
Okay.
I can do that for Byron because I'm constantly nagging him about stuff. And he also nags me. So we're the exception to the rule.
We are the exception. So we hold each other accountable. So, I mean, there's a lot of partners out there that has that ability, and that's tremendous.
Yeah, if you have that in a partner, use that. Like, have them send you a text during the day. If you know that you struggle with being productive, if you know that, find somebody, partner or not, that you know will send you that message or check in with you during the day. Hey, did you get that done?
Okay, so let's go ahead and recap so far here. So we're planning the night before. We are tackling the biggest task at first in that frog. Third, use external accountability. Don't rely on yourself. If you have someone that can hold you accountable, utilize them. And fourth and finally on the to-do side is to incentivize
yes.
your task. What I used as an example, because I'm a big, you know, I love meditating. I love reading. I love journaling and all that stuff in my morning routine. But I've been utilizing my big frog as something that I have to accomplish first thing in the morning, and then I reward myself with a personal self-development benefit, like meditating for 20 minutes. So for example, if I would record this podcast episode, then I can tell myself, hey, you know what? Because you've recorded the episode, you can meditate for 20 minutes. So other people, they might use other examples.
Okay, guys, I have to tell you this hilarious conversation that helped us come to this do.
I'm not budging on the meditations.
I'm not saying you are. So when we were talking about this, like I suggested, I was like, oh, okay, what about having an incentive at the end for doing your stuff that you need to do? And he was like, oh yeah, like meditation. I was like, well, I was thinking more like Dairy Queen or a nap. So my idea of an incentive is, hey, I got all my stuff done today. I'm going to go to Dairy Queen. His idea is, let's meditate. It's okay.
It's, I mean, again, it's to each of their own. I was kind of focusing on like morning routine. Now, if you want to record your podcast episode at 6 a.m. and try to go to Dairy Queen at 7 in the morning, I mean, I don't even know if they're open. But I mean, if that works for you, if that's what is going to get you out of bed and to eat that frog and tackle your biggest task, your biggest objective is Dairy Queen, then by all means, Dairy Queen it up, people.
Or one of our biggest incentives, a nap.
A nap.
Yeah. If I get all my things done in the morning, I can take a nap.
You know, it's so crazy because like, when I was a child, I remember back in like kindergarten where they allowed you to do like nap time and that sort of stuff, which I don't think they do that anymore. But like, I would fight my afternoon nap. Like, I did not want to nap. And then now as an adult, it's like, okay, it's 1 p.m. I just had lunch. I'm ready for an hour nap. And then you lay yourself down and you take that nap.
Yes. Or first sleep, as we call it.
First sleep. So the reason why we're joking and laughing about that is, yeah, again, you know, I think it's honestly a great thing for you to pat yourself on the back, to reward yourself, an incentive that works for you. What is going to incentivize you on completing tasks? Because you could do a whole list of things and then not reward yourself at the end. But you know, another item that we were talking about, because we're big coffee drinkers and usually we grab Starbucks like maybe once a week, maybe twice a week, you know, rather than saying, okay, let's go ahead and take care of this big task first thing in the morning, and then instead of brewing coffee at home, our reward is we're going to go to Starbucks,
get that strawberry what is it, this, it's like strawberry funnel cake frappuccino. Ugh. Oh my goodness gracious,
you might as well throw going out of the gym for 2 weeks, all the hard work, but it's so good.
That'd be a great incentive, honey. I'm just saying.
I mean, of course it's good stuff. I mean, everything from Starbucks is really good. So that is some items that can help you increase your productivity.
The do's.
Now let's talk about the don'ts. And so on the other side of the coin, the first item is multitasking.
Don't do it.
Now, honestly, like being in the restaurant space for almost a decade, we constantly, and you guys in, it doesn't matter, restaurant, retail, or teaching. You know, teaching or wherever you're at, you always hear the phrase, you must multitask to get more stuff done. And honestly, it's not that of a benefit to multitask, because say, for example, you know, you can only give 100% you, but if you have five tasks at hand, you're trying to juggle five things, guess what? The most you can do, the most you can give in each task is 20%. And when you can focus on one task at hand, and this is why we're talking about taking care of your big task. Mm-hmm. So like if you're in podcasting, record that episode. If you're in business, what is that number one money-making objective that's going to help propel and scale your business? You know, whatever it means, what you're doing, you know, what is it going to do to benefit you? But when you multitask and you do several things at once, you cannot put 100% of yourself in that. It's impossible. So I highly advise against multitasking. And figure out that one big item and give yourself 100% in there. Number two, which we're all guilty of, staying off social media.
That's a big don't. Social media is a don't when you have lots of things to do.
And, you know, with being a business coach here, and I catch myself once in a while, like if I'm on Instagram, if it's not business related, you know, I catch myself, and this is something you have to do in a conscious mindset. Yeah, you know, when you're, if you're scrolling through and you catch yourself doing, you know, just mindlessly scrolling on Instagram or on your For You page on TikTok, you're wasting time. You're not investing that time. And while social media can be fun, it can also kind of take you away from the real world and everything that's going on and such. And it can also be utilized as a break.
Yes.
But then at the same time too, when you put yourself in that position where you're scrolling through social media and you're not being very productive, you know, you're just wasting time. The one thing I do recommend, and I've been doing this myself, is if I catch myself scrolling through, say for example, TikTok, which is the big time waster for me, is if I spend more than 10 minutes on TikTok, then I will take 10 minutes of my time afterwards. I will go ahead and take that and use that in reading, journaling, something in personal development, something that can help me propel my business in some sense.
I do have a suggestion though for all this.
What's that?
So to go back real quick to the plan the night before. Mm-hmm. One thing that is really important and that I do on a regular basis is when I make my plan for the night before I make my schedule, okay, I include breaks in my schedule, and they're breaks that are going to fall naturally for me. If I know that by 11 o'clock, I'm going to be kind of tired and kind of done for a little bit, I'm going to schedule myself a break from 11 to 12. And during that break time, if you want to social media to be part of that break, that's okay. But set a timer for yourself and say, this is, I'm going to set a timer for 10 minutes. This is how long I'm going to be on Facebook. So, but make sure that you are scheduling breaks for yourself during, like, when you're making, like, your big list the night before. Schedule breaks where they're going to just organically fall during your day.
Right.
And that will help with the social media issue.
Exactly. So that's actually a real good idea. So when you're scheduling your day out the night before, you know, figure in taking a few breaks here and there, and then utilizing those breaks to help reset your mind. Mm-hmm. So that always helps. And then the third and final don't is don't plan on tackling the world in one day. The world was built in 6 days.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah. So the one thing I do want to mention is when you make your list, like, this is my recommendation. So if you, on Sundays, plan your week out and then figure in what you would like to accomplish that week. So say, for example, if Monday you're going to record a podcast episode, and say Tuesday you have to do at least 10 cold calls in your business, Wednesday, you know, and go on with that. This way you can plan your week out on Sunday, and then you can break down each day. Like, okay, Monday, my biggest objective is podcast recording. And then a little rock is to edit the podcast. Another little rock is to set up the marketing behind the podcast. See what I'm saying, everybody? So your big rock is to record, and then you can figure in, okay, I'm going to take a break, and then I can go ahead and do the editing beyond that. But when people say, okay, Monday is here, I'm going to record, I'm going to edit, I'm going to market, I got 10 cold calls, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
It's too much.
It's way, way, way too much. And then you find yourself overwhelmed because here you are 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon where you're probably exhausted.
Yeah.
And you only maybe have a quarter of your list done. And then even then, a quarter of your list is, you know, might have not been done as well as you wanted it to be done. So don't plan too much. Again, big rock, couple small rocks each day on whatever you want to work on. Again, if it's podcasting, if it's starting a business, if it is lesson planning, if whatever it might be, don't plan too much. Again, some is better than none.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and recap this here real quickly here. So again, on the side of the do's to increase your productivity, we are looking at planning the night before. Number 2, biggest task first. Number 3, external accountability. And finally, number 4, have an incentive at the end of the task to reward yourself. Again, patting yourself on the back, there's nothing wrong with that. And then on the don't side, do not multitask. Stay off social media as much as possible, unless if it's scheduled in a break. And finally, number 3, on the don't side, is don't plan too much. Focus on what is going to propel you to the next level. Again, some is better than none.
Yeah.
So, well, that is all the time we have on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're listening to, please drop us a rating or review. Again, your rating and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by other listeners. So if you can do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. And then also, smash that subscribe button and follow our podcast. And if you're on Instagram, do me a favor, highlight that button, make it blue, and follow me, because I post great content every single day revolving around the podcast, around coaching, and also social media marketing. So I do all that, and I'm here to help you guys to make a good living from home.
And if you have some great examples of you being really productive this week, send us pictures of those. Send us messages about those. We would love to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. And see, things like that, I'd love to share on Instagram too. Mm-hmm. So if you post something on Instagram, again, you can tag me, Coach with Byron. You know, we would greatly appreciate it. And we'd love to see what you guys are doing with the information that we provide. And I'm going to leave you guys like I do at the end of every single episode. Make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys, and we greatly appreciate all you, and we will see you over on next week's episode.
Have a productive week.